This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable Senator Cory Booker from New Jersey, a member of the Senate Ag Committee. Great to see you.
Tony, it's great to be on with you. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's first start New Jersey. It's the Garden State. So how are things back home?
I love that you know that's the Garden State, and people often look at me and say, you're on the Ag Committee? But I'll tell you, it is one of the biggest industries in the state of New Jersey. We have over 10,000 farms and are one of the leading producers in America of everything from eggplants to tomatoes, blueberries, cranberries, even apples and peaches. So we're really proud of our agricultural strength, and the 10,000 farms and the farmers are such an important part of our community. But I'll tell you, like a lot of America, there's a disconnect where the connection between the land and the growers of the land and the end consumers has been, I think, in many ways undermined by a lot of the larger forces going on. And so you create these really unfortunate realities. We have food deserts in communities, our big cities from Camden to Trenton to Newark. And you have, fortunately, as a result of that, a proliferation of diet-related diseases, because kids walk into a bodega and they don't see those peaches and apples. In fact, you can get a Twinkie product cheaper than an apple because, again, of the brokenness of our food system. So I'm excited about my state, but I'm also excited about trying to figure out a way to get that connectivity back that really helps our farmers and helps to deal with access to healthy foods.
I'm so glad you brought up that as the mayor of Newark, I imagine you had a finger on the pulse of that community recently, filing S-3064. This is the White House Conference of Food, Nutrition, Hunger, and Health, is trying to find a solution for those food deserts. Part of what you're trying to accomplish here?
You know, first of all, I'm really proud of that bill. It's a bipartisan bill with Senator Braun, who's a friend. And I always try to look for partners across the aisle on issues that affect American families. And so we know that 52 years ago was the last time the White House held a national conference on food issues. That was under President Nixon. It was the year I was born. And they were worried because back then, in the late 60s, we had a real crisis, a hunger crisis in America. And they came up with really good bipartisan ideas to deal with that are programs we all know today, like WIC. Well, Senator Braun and I believe that we need to have another one of those conferences. Hunger is still an issue. There are a lot of families across this country in every state that are food insecure. But now we have two other agendas for that. The second one is the nutrition insecurity. A lot of times we have access to lots of calories, but they're empty of nutrition. And that creates the third purpose we want to have for this conference is diet-related diseases. We have multiple compounded pandemics. If you just look at the number of Americans that are dying every year from diet-related diseases, things like diabetes. In fact, now we're at a point where type 2 diabetes, half of Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. And it's affecting our children, too, the hope of America. 25% of our children now, a quarter of them, have type 2 diabetes or are pre-diabetic. And that doesn't even account for the other diet-related diseases that are out there, from a heart disease to high blood pressure. We are a very sick country because of a broken food system. So we want to have a conference on those three issues: diet-related diseases, nutrition crisis, and hunger crisis. And I believe the best of who we are, in a bipartisan fashion, pulling Americans together, we have natural coalitions between farmers and environmentalists and people who care about families and kids. We could solve a lot of these problems and have a healthier America.
If I hear you saying this correctly, we're a land of plenty, but maybe we just don't get it where it needs to go. And I say a land of plenty because we also import food, which brings us to a USA Beef Act. Knowing where things come from, is that important to you?
Look, I have to say, I have, you know, traveled and met with farmers all over my state and all over this country, and I forgive my language here. I just think farmers get screwed in so many ways because of policies that don't empower them, that don't center them. They're seeing their share of the consumer dollar go down dramatically what they're getting for when I pay for my tomatoes or my broccoli, the farmer's getting less and less of that dollar. And all different ways that farmers are getting, I think, attacked. And we're seeing a disappearance of the American farmer at dramatic rates. We're seeing people who've had the land in their family well over a century, going back generations. The economics worked for all of them, but suddenly it's not working now because of all these ways, forgive me for saying it so bluntly, that farmers are getting screwed in America. So I introduced a Farm System Reform Act with a lot of farm activists around the country trying to really fight to protect those family farmers around our nation. One of the big parts of this was this to stop the deceptive labeling of our beef in our country that is so hurting those people raising cattle. Now, this is the way I work, which is find a bipartisan partner. Of that bigger bill that I had, we have a great partner who is really interested in doing a partnership of just that area. In fact, there's, I think, 7 Republicans and me as a Democrat on this bill. And so basically what it is it attacks the problem we have of cattle being raised out of our country, slaughtered out of our country, brought into our nation, just packaged and have a label slapped product of the USA on it. Now, that to me is wrong. It's deceptive. I know American consumers want to buy American, and it really hurts the farmers and ranchers in our state. And so I'm determined to stop that. It's indefensible. The only people it benefits are these big multinational corporations that are squeezing our farmers anyway. They're the only ones that are benefiting from these broken farm systems, not our farmers, and that's who I want to fight for.
Finally here, you talk about benefiting others. Those who are in agriculture have the opportunity to benefit others, whether they're raising food or they're dealing in conservation, or many of them doing both at the same time. There's some conservation funding. I think it's $27 billion that we're looking at. How important is that, and what do you want to see done?
Well, I'm so proud to have championed this along with Debbie Stabenow, the head of the Agricultural Committee. We wanted to make sure that Joe Biden's big plan to make lots of critical investments, we wanted to make sure we were investing in farmers and in farm practices that farmers know will are good stewards of the land, make for good stewardship of the land. Let me be specific. Farmers trust farmers. They've been on the land. They've protected our heritage going back to the founding of this nation. That's how people, my family came over to this country in 1640, and you know they made their way by scraping it out of the land. And so farmers want to take care of this land. It's often been passed down generation to generation, and they know the practices that actually can actually help preserve or enrich the soil, that can protect erosion, that can do a lot of things. So there's these voluntary programs like EQIP and CSP that are always oversubscribed. Why? Because farmers know that if they can get a little help, they're gonna take that little bit of help and run miles with it. And so the incentives of our farm systems often now are pulling us in the wrong direction, often killing soil, turning into dirt, causing erosion and more. So these are voluntary programs. This is a bipartisan idea that we're now putting in the Biden bill, frankly, that says we're going to massively expand these programs like EQIP and CSP so farmers can voluntarily take advantage of them. And I'm going to tell you right now, you will get this because of your focus. Maybe the average American won't understand. This program is going to take off like wildfire. And although this is where I worry, because I always say that in America, the lines that divide us are nowhere near as strong as the ties that bind us. I don't care what your cable station flavor you listen to. We are one people. And we often have common pain, but we have lost our sense of common purpose. And so this is the beautiful thing about these programs, is that you let farmers lead. They're not only going to do what's best for their land and their best for their, hopefully, profits and thriving, but they're also going to do what's best for the environment. It's going to help with runoff. It's going to help with flooding. It's also going to help with the climate problems that we're having. It's going to sequester more healthy soil, sequester so much more carbon, cover crops. These are all things that you you and your listeners know. And so now what do we have? We have a win for the ecology, our rivers, our streams, our soil. We have a win for farmers, because I think we should pay farmers to do the practices that help America. And we have a win for the climate change crisis, which we're all seeing with wildfires in the West, hurricanes in my on my coast of the country, and flooding in the Midwest. And so that's why I'm so excited about this win. It looks like we're going to get this in the eventual second bill. We just did the major one for infrastructure. The second one is going to, I pray, have that $27 billion in it. And it's going to be a big win that enough people aren't talking about it. But you and your listeners, when I say something like EQIP, most people's eyes glaze over. But you all know what those programs are about.
So good to see you. Thanks for your passion and your work with the Ag Committee. We wish you the best.
I really appreciate it. I hope to get out and visit some of your listeners, because I'm still running around this country trying to learn as much as possible from farmers. I think that they are the ones that could help to knit this country back together. A rural, suburban, urban, we're one people. And what's happened in this country is people have really gotten disconnected from where their food comes from. And the people that birth their food from the land and create that harvest. And so I hope your listeners understand that if we're going to heal this country and be one America, more so, where we love our neighbors and support each other and not let the corporate media divide us and tell us to hate each other, I think that your listeners are going to have to be at the center of that.
He's the Honorable Senator Cory Booker from New Jersey, member of the Senate Ag Committee, on today's Agribusiness Report.